Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. In Acts chapter 25, Paul is falsely accused again by some guys that have it out for him. 2 years previous, a group of these guys falsely accused him of stirring up Jewish people and taking a Gentile person beyond where they were allowed to go in the temple in Jerusalem. And now, 2 years later, still being held but never convicted, a new judge sits on the case. And he calls the religious authorities of Jerusalem to come and make their case against Paul. So they do. And once again, they falsely accuse Paul. Listen to what it says in Acts chapter 25, verses 6 through 8. The next day, Festus took his seat on the tribunal and ordered Paul to be brought. When he had arrived, the Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood around him, bringing many and serious charges against him that they could not prove. Paul argued his defense, "Neither against the law of the Jews, nor against the temple, nor against Caesar have I committed any offense." It would be easy for us to feel sorry for Paul, that he had to endure so many things as a Christian that no one else had to endure. But if we thought that, we would be wrong. Paul is not the first one to face a false accusation. Do you remember Joseph in the book of Genesis? He faced false accusations from Potiphar's wife and spent years in prison. And many other Christians through the years have faced this same tactic. In fact, in Revelation chapter 12, verse 10, listen to what the Apostle John writes. He says, "And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, 'Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ is come. For the accuser of our brothers has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before our God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they love not their lives even unto death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short." The title of Diablo is actually the Greek word for accuser. It's what's used in that text. And it means to throw through. The way the devil accuses us is by throwing forgiven sin through our minds, attempting to depress us or to shame us or to make us think that we are nothing and that Christ's work has accomplished nothing on our behalf. And these same tactics are used by other people to try and bring you down or shut you up. That's what we see in Paul's case, and it will always be the case for Christians. In his book, The Pilgrim's Progress, John Bunyan describes a battle between the accuser, Apollyon, and Christian in the Valley of Humiliation. And one of Apollyon's ploys is to recite a laundry list of Christians' sins. Listen to what it says. Apollyon said, "Thou didst faint at the first setting out, when thou wast almost choked in the gulf of despond. Thou didst attempt wrong ways to be rid of thy burden, whereas thou should have stayed till your prince had taken it off. Thou didst sinfully sleep and lose thy choice thing. Thou wast almost persuaded to go back at the sight of the lions. And when you talk of your journey and of what has been heard and seen, thou art inwardly desirous of vainglory in all that thou sayest or doest." But listen to how Christian responds. He says, "All this is true, and much more which you have left out. But the prince whom I serve and honor is merciful and ready to forgive. And besides this, these infirmities possessed me in your country, for there I sucked them in, and I have groaned under them. I've been sorry for them, and I have obtained pardon from my prince." And at the mention of Christ's forgiveness, Apollyon flies into a rage, and a battle ensues between Apollyon and Christian. And listen to how it ends. "Then Apollyon, espying his opportunity, began to gather up close to Christian, and wrestling with him, gave him a dreadful fall. And with that, Christian's sword flew out of his hand. And then said Apollyon, 'I am sure of you now.' And with that, he had almost pressed him to death, so that Christian began to despair of life. But as God would have it, while Apollyon was fetching his last blow, thereby to make a full end of this good man, Christian nimbly stretched out his hand for his sword and caught it, saying, "Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise." Did you know, Christian, that you can say the same thing to the enemy when he accuses you? Grab hold of the word of God, and you can say, "Rejoice not over me." Listen to how this story ends. "And with that, he gave him a deadly thrust, which made him give back as one that had received his mortal wound." The way you fight against the accusations, believer, is with the promise and the reality of the Word of God. What He has said about you, what God has said about you in Christ, is true. When you pray today, remember Daisuke Okada and his family are missionaries in Japan. And also remember the Kron Western Life Word broadcast in the Ivory Coast and Liberia.